Hello everyone, Rocky Bones here with Punk Rock Cheeseburger Podcast. It's been a long, long time, hasn't it? I believe it's actually been, give or take, 3-4 months since my last episode. Without going into detail, there's a lot of shit going on, personally, professionally. Everything's good. Everything's good for the most part. But yeah, things got a little hairy for a while. But yeah, I'm back for now. I'm not sure if it'll be another month or another freaking 6 months before I do another episode. But I am still here. I am still around. And I'm still doing this. I'm still doing the podcast and the reviews and my Twitch. That's actually another thing I've been doing, my Twitch on a weekly basis, and it's been kind of hard for me to keep up with that and work and the podcast and other personal dealings and everything else. But anyway, I digress. I will be going into a review, and that is a show, newish show on Netflix called Sexy Beast. Oh boy, what a show. it's basically a dating show that involves the contestants to dress up and hide their face in different types of makeups and whatnot. Like there's a demon, there's a baboon, a beaver. There's a whole bunch of different types of animals and creatures that that are highlighted in this show, I guess you could say. It's kind of like The Masked Singer meets The Dating Game, I guess you could say. and a kind of a weird way, it also kind of reminds me of like the early 90s internet dating with like AOL Instant Messenger / dating. And it's like when people met online and started dating online, not really knowing what we looked like. And quick story, I fell in love with a girl named Cassie. Never actually met her, but she was a dream. okay, anyway, moving on. I will add, one of the positives is the makeup crew did do a pretty cool job. They did a good job. I really thought I would be able to kind of look through the makeup and be like, all right, this person looks like this or looks like that. No way. You have no idea what the person actually looks like until they take the stuff off. Also a side note, I guess you could say, I think it's because of the makeup and it being so close to the eyes, or maybe everyone was just high, but, yeah, there was a lot of people with like redness in the eye area. there are some parts I did kind of enjoy. There were some funny parts. I don't know. It's a strange show. It's a weird show. Like I'm kind of addicted, even though like there are a lot of parts that like kind of piss me off or annoy me. One of the things is, and I guess it is what it is right now, but one of the things that annoyed me the most right now is they use what I guess I would say like very attractive, beautiful people. And I kind of wish they banked on like the average person, the normal person that's dating, not like fucking supermodels. So with that said, the show did, it made me feel kind of old, because I guess I am kind of old, because the contestants are, for the most part, they're in their early to like mid 20s. And I will also add, if you have any form of body dysmorphia, do not watch this show. Like they really do. They put like perfect people in makeup and then make you feel like shit for not looking like that. You know how it is. It's been like that for fucking hundreds of years, I guess you could say. But also, let me add, without giving anything away, there was one of the characters. He's a beaver guy. I'll just say this. He really, really annoyed the shit out of me. I'll just put it out there. You have to watch a show for yourself to judge. But for me, that guy, for some reason, like, just kind of annoyed the shit out of me. But with that said, I kind of want to only date people while wearing weird masks on. That just seems kind of like, why the fuck not, right? But anyway, bottom line is, I find this show, I do find it very interesting for the most part. I don't know. I hope the matches fail, do well. I'm not really sure. It's shitty people matching with other shitty people, kind of. And, I don't know if shitty people dating shitty people is a good thing or a bad thing, or I don't know. But, yeah, again, the bottom line, I feel like it's a shallow show trying not to come across as shallow. Again, that's my two cents. I really am mixed across the board with it. I enjoyed some of it. Some of it annoyed the piss out of me. Like I said, beautiful people, perfect bodies. I wish it was normal people, normal bodies. But it is what it is. If it sounds like something you're into, go for it. Watch it. If my review made you think you don't want to watch it, then don't watch it. But yeah, that is, it is what it is. So go ahead, head over, watch it, don't watch it. I don't know. I don't care. I'm just here to try and guide you with my tiny little opinion. But yeah, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you guys for coming in, listening. Hopefully I will be coming in more often with more episodes and I don't disappear for months from you guys, because I know the handful of people who actually do listen, apparently you do enjoy it. So I apologize for that. With that said, if you don't want to wait months or weeks or whatever, you can always come over to my Twitch channel and see me live. I talk to everyone. I try to be funny. I'm nice. Unless you're a dick, then I'll be a dick back. Go over there. I'm on every, I guess, technically Friday night at midnight, but Saturday morning, early Saturday morning, like Friday night, midnight. Saturday morning, 12:30 a.m. twitch.com/punkrockcheeseburger, as you guys know. And I have a Facebook, Instagram. I now have a TikTok. The TikTok name is Rocky Bones PRCB, I believe. Instagram is punkrockcheeseburger. And yeah, Facebook is also Punk Rock Cheeseburger. So find me on all the platforms. I'm literally everywhere. You can Google Punk Rock Cheeseburger. You'll find me everywhere there. YouTube, Punk Rock Cheeseburger. I'm everywhere, man. You guys know. You guys know. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. I will be back again soon. And like I said, come into the Twitch, hang out live. I do play games. But on occasion, I'll do like a live, just hang out talking with you guys. But yeah, it was good talking to you guys. It's good to be back. We will see what happens for the future. But you all have a good night, day, and or evening. Bye.